So last night we were talking about NFTs.
Right, we were.
So you got a new story about NFTs, and I found a story which kind of makes sense to me now.
Okay, so you understand. So NFTs, in case you don't, everyone's talking about them right now. And by the way, I just got off the phone with our friend, Dr. Gentile, who we have to have on the show again. He has a great story for you about a patient who had schizophrenia and what happened in his office. It's a great story. Too bad I was on the phone with him because my face was like this the whole time. So I was explaining to him what NFTs are, and he said his son is talking about NFTs right now, and he's been reading about them everywhere. Whoever is at the helm of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency or NFTs obviously said, we got to get a good marketing strategy going because it is everywhere now. Everyone's talking about it. You read about it. You open up anything. Every time I log on to Clubhouse, that's all anyone's talking about is NFTs. So whoever is the marketing person for NFTs, you're amazing. You're doing a great job.
They are doing a great job, but it was hard for me to wrap my head around it, what it actually is.
Right.
Because it just...
Non-fungible token is what NFT stands for. And it's basically a form of cryptocurrency, except it's specifically in the arts. It's for like the digital arts. We talked about it last night on the show. Like digital artists are selling their art. By NFT,
I don't understand it because it didn't make any sense to me. So now with this story, it kind of makes more sense to me what it is.
Okay.
There's a company called Blockchain.
Of course.
So have you heard of them?
Of course.
I've never heard of them. So
you ever heard of Blockchain?
No, I don't know what that is.
The minute you hear the word Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, Blockchain is usually the next thing.
I've heard of Blockbuster. I've never heard of Blockchain.
Of course.
So yes. Blockchain is a new thing. So what they did is they went out and bought some Banksy's. So what Banksy is Banksy is an artist who basically paints on buildings and people take that part of the building down and make it art and make copies of it and sell that. And people, it's the hottest thing right now. So you can get a Banksy, like the rat Banksy went for $1 million.
Right.
So everybody wants a Banksy. So what they did is they went out, they got a Banksy, they burned it.
What?
So they took photos of it and then burned it.
Okay.
Destroyed it. So now they own the only digital copy of that painting. Or of that photo. So now, if you put it online, if you do anything, they can find it because it's stamped. So only they can use it. So now I understand it.
That's brilliant.
But you have to, that's like, we can go out and buy the Mona Lisa, take some really good photos of it, burn the Mona Lisa. Right. and stomp on it, and then turn around and say, if you ever use that photo anywhere, we're going to sue you.
Right. See, that makes more sense because there are some things where people are buying an NFT of something. It works two ways. Like the Nyla cat we talked about yesterday, that the cat with the Pop-Tart body and the rainbow behind it that we talked about. So that artist, Chris Torres, who came up with the GIF years ago and then made it into this piece of art and sold it as an NFT for, I think it was like over $500,000, like $500,000. The reason why that's smart is because somebody actually owns it. Everyone else starts sharing it. And then that one NFT becomes more valuable. So then that guy can turn around and sell it for $1 million. And now he's doubled his money. That's the idea. It's like the guy that bought the picture of Lindsay Lohan for $17,000 and then literally turned it around and sold it for $58,000 immediately.
Because you now own that Mona Lisa. You can do anything you want with it.
Anything you want with it. Yeah.
You can put it. I mean, God only knows in 20 years what you're going to be able to do with a Mona Lisa. You know, now you can go on a certain website, put a photo of your grandfather in there and make him talk.
Right. Yeah.
It's true. You know, that's the new thing. That's the new hot thing is making dead grandpa talk in a photo. So pretty soon you're going to have the Last Supper and all Jesus talking and you own that, you know, because you burned the Last Supper painting once you bought it. So I don't think anything good is going to come of this. If you're buying Banksy's and burning them, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I think it's a really good idea because it's, if you think about it as an, if someone's an artist, if someone's a painter, you know, how are they supposed to get their art out there? How are they supposed to make any money? Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time that, you know, maybe like you have to do like a graphic art. Like, I have this friend, Brian, he goes by Kaws, K-A-W-S. And you've seen his sculptures everywhere and you've seen his stuff, but they're actual sculptures. And he sold the image to, he started as a graffiti artist where he would like go around the city, go around New York City and just paint his little characters in ads that were all around the city. Like a bus would drive by and his little character would be like painted on the side, like coming in and out of a Calvin Klein ad or something. And that's how he made a name for himself. But that was, and those were one-offs because he would literally go and like do graffiti on this one thing. And that one thing was now worth something. So that was really of its time, like pretty cool. Like that was pre-Banksy, you know, and Banksy does the same thing now. But what's the next thing? Like if you're an artist, you don't have a lot of options. Like, first of all, art's expensive. So who's going to go out and buy pieces? You know, this is a way that everybody, it makes art more accessible. Mm-hmm. Because if you're doing digital art, I could just sit at home and just download stuff and look at it, you know? Not that I couldn't do that with regular art, but this is a little more different because some of it's interactive, some of it's a little cooler. You know, I just think it's an opportunity for artists.
So yeah, but Banksy just sold for $95,000 for that photo and then it's burned and he's sitting there going, you know how much money I made off that? Zero. 0.0. I made no money off of that.
No, but it makes his art more valuable because then he does pieces all the time.
He or she, we don't know.
Oh, that's a good point. We don't know if Banksy is he or she. Yeah, that's a very good point. I think I saw Exit Through the Gift Shop about who they think Banksy is and they think it's this one particular guy. So perhaps it is. We don't really know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was a time in New York City where Banksy was here and he was, or she, painting all over walls. Like you would just walk down the street and suddenly there'd be like a brand new Banksy of like one of them in my neighborhood was a dog lifting its leg on a fire hydrant. And everyone like brought their dogs over and like took pictures of their dog sniffing, you know, like they put get the dog to sniff the dog on in the Banksy. Well, one of the person who owned the building thought it was just regular graffiti and painted over it.
Are you kidding me? They just painted over a Banksy.
They didn't know what it was. They just thought it was kids screwing around and they didn't want graffiti or, you know, it was this, they owned the building. They didn't want this, whatever this was, this thing that this kid did. Yeah.
They videoed burning the Banksy photo.
Right now, I'm going to burn this Banksy. The reason behind this is for the NFT, if we were to have the NFT and the physical piece, the value would be primarily in the physical piece. By removing the physical piece from existence and only having the NFT, we can ensure that the NFT, due to the smart contract of the blockchain, will ensure that no one can alter the piece and it is the true piece that exists in the world.
Wow.
By doing this, the value of the physical piece will then be moved onto the NFT.
Right. It's brilliant. And you know, it's something that Banksy would love too. This is something that Banksy would do.
This is what he wants.
Technology enthusiasts.
Right.
He wants you to look at it, go, artists. Oh, that looks really cool, and then destroy it.
Explore a new medium for artistic expression. With that being said, I want to thank Superfarm.
Burn the painting. To own an original Banksy that's now going up in flames.
But he explained why he did it, and it's quite brilliant.
I know, but what happens when this NFT thing doesn't work out and people want the originals again, and that's the new hotness.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Then, you know, he's got this video.
Right.
Of him.
Right, I think a lot of people that collect art, the whole idea is buying, waiting for it to be valuable, and then reselling it. That won't happen with this one.
Yeah, because
it ends here. Dies here.
This is the original. This is it. This is This is not a copy. I hope they took really, really good photos of it before they sit here and burn it. But they got it at their own website. That just hurts my soul just to watch.
Yeah.
Because
did Banksy comment on it? I'd love to hear.
Banksy doesn't comment.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, Banksy, he or she is nowhere or nothing. So no, they don't comment.
But I just wonder, what Banksy's opinion would be of that. If they'd be like, yeah, super cool. You bought it. You can do with it what you want. That's, it's kind of Banksy's philosophy, you know, to.
Or dickhead, I spent 3 hours on that.
3 hours? Try 30 hours. I mean, art takes a long time.
Well, I mean, the way he does it, I think it's quick because he does it by stencil and he's real fast at it. So right. He probably spent 30 hours on the stencil and did that. And
but here's the stupid thing. Banksy can then go make another one, right? There's nothing to say that Banksy can't make another one. That's Banksy's piece.
Right.
So Banksy can certainly,
but it would
do
be
these.
Another photo. It would be another one. It would not be that one.
So what? It would be another one.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if I'm Banksy, I'm sitting in my basement making these things all day long. That's all I'm doing.
Right.
You know, I'll watch a little TV, eat a sandwich, make a Banksy. I would take a nap, smoke some pot, make a Banksy. That's all I would do all day, and just sell them.
But I would argue that what that kid just did is art. Burning a piece of art like that for the reason that he did, that's art.
I would love to get an art person on the air, somebody that does a museum or something like that, and ask them what they think of that.
All right, we could. Let's do that, because I'd love to ask people in the art world what they think of NFTs and how that's going to affect their business. My guess is most of their business are older people that don't really know what Bitcoin or NFTs or blockchain is. So